Yo. Hey, buddy! Hey, buddy! Thank you, Josh. Appreciate that. Thanks for having me on.
Okay.
Nice to see you. Take care. Good job. How's it going, pal? How's it going? Good boy. So, what's up? Homeless idea. Here we fucking go. Fresh out of the can. Just spent some time in Wilkie and Fraser for all the pigs that are interested. Oh, Tony! Hey, what's up? Just got my dog back. Ha ha! My little boy Tony. And I'm just like, just fresh out of the can, man. Whoa, Tony, you just lost your tag, bro. Wow, you're just happy to see me, pal. Tony just popped the tag off his collar. He's all jumping up and down on me. I'm loving it. So it's always a nice feeling when you're getting out, obviously. It's never a good feeling when you're going in, obviously. But now, since all this shit is done, we can tell you what kind of fucking bullshit that was. Sorry, Grandma. I didn't mean to swear. But you might catch a few of those bombs. I mean, there's war going on everywhere, it seems. And our government, for sure, the BC correction system, filling up jails, bringing guys from all over jurisdictions to fill up one jail just so they can keep the staffs going. And it's, I mean, it's a shit show. It's a shit show. I had the experience, and I would say the privilege of, and a lot of people are going to question me on that one, I'll tell you. But when you're two in time with a guy, you see things in a different perspective. A fellow named Cody Habishat was a unit mate of mine. This is 36. I don't much have to, like, I'm not going to go into details about that because I never asked anything about that and I never talked about that. And I know Mr. Habishat is, he's dealing with his demons in prison. And he's actually a unique and he's a kind individual. Man's been through 14 years of institutionalism and hey, listen, it was bullshit the way the cops brought the 36 down. Let's figure it out. I had the privilege of being, talking to Cody, and he, gave me a statement from, I think it was David Atty. It's just called the witness in the statement, but I'm not going to go into details about, I'm not going to try and trash in cops here. I'm just going to go on to fundamental justice and constitutional rights and whatnot, and how it affects homelessness and what I'm doing right now. So I'm walking down the street, I'm locking the gates, just let me out, by the way. They came to pick me up at Fraser. I was at the Fraser Institution. And I thought I was going over to Gladiator School when I left at Wilkie. And actually, people did the time good out there. So I was actually, the best thing I guess corrections could do is a good unit. Because everything else is just babysitting with a TV. There is no programs, there's no rehabilitation, there's nothing like that. The guys are just punching a clock, feeding garbage, watching you walk around in a fucking fishbowl and just fucking slash each other up. It's fucked up. But like, some of the units, you get on a good unit and the guys are solid and people respect one another, and they're coming from a good unit. So I'm glad for that. So that was a different. But what did I go there for? Now, this is the whole thing about jail and homelessness that I want to get to. So I thank you to unlocking the gates, for coming to pick me up, giving me the cell phone that I'm podcasting to you right now. And as me and Tony walk down the street, we're going to the park. Buddy, good to see you, pal. Here I am talking to you instead of talking to my dog, which I should be doing. I'm just going to... Well, I'll tell you what I'm doing real quick, and then I'm going to spend some time with my dog. I'm just rolling down to my old hood there. checking the fucking scene because apparently there's some, I don't know, motherfuckers who were running their mouths. And so I gotta go see what that's all about. Because I ain't fucking a bitch. I'm fucking right here. You heard that, fucking right here. If you're interested. But I'm not saying that being aggressive or being violent is a good way. I took, life skills. One program that I tried to take, but it was such a joke. The facilitator, like, listen, man, they're paying these guys. They're scraping the bottom of the barrel, man. It's just like, these kids are fucking shit. All it is, Tony, slow down, bro. All it is, man, is just a greasy, greasy, greasy wheel that is broken that keeps feeding itself. And that's what the justice system of our country is. And I'm going to just tell you why. This is a homeless idea. And I'm going to tell you how this shit leads to homelessness. And I'm going to give you updates of how I'm doing just coming out of jail because I'm living it. It's a homeless idea. Here we go. I'm going to spend some time with Tony now. We'll be right back. Jeez, he added fuck. So I'm just rolling. Just about to go to this building that I used to fucking stay at. I don't know what's going on, right? Go to jail. At least they're saying you don't lose your girl, you just lose your turn. I don't know if that's the truth or not. I'm hoping that my girl is solid and shit. But you never know, right? Like, I don't know. It's the type of relationships I find myself in. If anybody's fucking caring. I think I'm better than that. I think I have more worth than that. I think I have more, there should be more trust in a relationship because we're all fucking diamonds, right? And cue Rihanna. She's not going to be on the show. Not today. Maybe sometime. So, yeah, everybody loved the Super Bowl there, Rihanna. Good job, good job, good job. High five, high five. So, hey, what's with the Grammys, man? And this, the Republicans are saying, oh, there's the police. Look at them. Hey, fuck you. Fuck you. Hey, guys. Fuck you. How you doing? Okay, cool. So, you got to hear this shit, man. What's going on? Like, these guys are like, all right. So, my buddy, I'm going to, try and get the cues on this, too. I'm trying to interview the people so you guys can hear the truth. I'm like, my buddy has a shopping cart. He left in the building. Robin Kimpton, who's a fucking slumlord. I don't give a shit who he's working with. The guy's just a fucking total douchebag. Go get him, boys. Go get him. What? Fucking guys, eh? All these people. All these people, come on, Tom. Alright, fucking cops got me rattled a bit, fucking pigs. You fucking poop motherfuckers, black and white goofs. Why don't you go fucking beat somebody else to death, you fucking goofs, or go shoot some innocent fucker. Fucking pig. Stare me down, you fucking poop. Back in town, guys. Wave. That's how much we love each other. You hear the little fucking little bitch engine roar off? So we're down at Princess. Things are good. Hanging out with the homies. Came down here. I knew my brothers down here were gonna have my back because I knew there was some fucking shady shit going on. I just sit here. Can I say your name, bro? Just sitting here with my homies. And, hey, Tony. Yeah. Sounds like some ruckus going on in the recycling depot.
Yeah, it's Batman.
Tony, let's forget it.
You tell him, big guy.
Yeah,
you
big dog.
Shut the fuck up, you fucker.
So I'm just gonna give you what's the smart? Explain where we're sitting right now. Where we sit right now. What's the scenario? Like what's it look like around here? What's going on?
What's the fucking?
To be honest with you, I was looking at that earlier. I honestly got about an hour ago. I was looking down the street, and I want to sum it up into the shortest possible definition. The end of the road. The end of the fucking road, the bottom of the fucking barrel, the shittiest of the shitty. You know, this is where you end up. And
wherever you are in the world, if you imagine your skid row in that city where you're at. Right?
Exactly. Yeah, that's what this is.
The atmosphere we're in.
That's what this is, right? And but it's really weird, man. I got to be honest with you because I've never known a city to be like this where it's like skid row. But here, let us help you continue to feed your addiction. as far as the supplies you need, and even sometimes the dope you need. And this is coming from people that are supposed to be like the coalition of homelessness. Like, this is supposed to be people that were like solid and shit like that. It's supposed to be like
yeah. So, Martin, yeah. Just clear.
Sure.
So it's just it sounds like almost a critique.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fly out of man. What's wrong with it? What's wrong with this?
Okay. Well,
I'd love to hear this because you know this is what people need to hear.
Yeah. I mean, I what's wrong with it? Holy fuck! Where do we begin?
How about the kind of like selective choices at Solid? How about like feeling like pushed out of Solid? How about feeling not part of this community because they're too cruel? They're like a gang.
Yeah, they are. You know, that's like, exactly right.
So if anything happens to Solid, like the drug testing thing, it's part of Solid. So, like, you know, like, if you're, like, if you've been snubbed by Solid, do you really want to go there and get your drugs tested?
No, not at all.
So, like, okay, I love Solid, but Solid's my bros. Dave, you know I love you, buddy. You know, but fucking, like, honestly, there's a criticism here, and we need to talk about this. This is a fucking homeless idea, and this is reality, life and reality on the streets of Victoria. So, like, what my brother's going to do is kick knowledge, and if you don't like what you hear, don't turn it off. Absorb it.
Yeah.
Absorb what you hear.
Yeah,
and look at it from a different perspective.
That's right. Yeah, try and remain neutral. If, like,
what's your name, brother?
Sky.
Go ahead.
I find, you know, like,
go ahead to the microphone, bro.
There's all these programs that help people get off the streets, but once you get in these housing units, there's no programs to help you get properties anymore. They just keep you there.
They're being fucking crazy.
Once you're in these buildings, there's no programs to help you progress even farther into sobriety. They just want to keep you in these drug fucking related places, and that's it.
Let's go with what Mark was saying. You know what? We're going to come back to this. So we definitely cover the homes that you have absolutely all the time. But Mark, what are you saying about current gaps in the system? What's going on, bro?
I mean, That's a very broad question. I mean, it really is, brother.
Where what could be better right now? What kind of outreach could you use on this very time?
Okay, so here's an example. The weather that we're dealing with right now, it's fucking cold as fuck, man. Like that, you know, and we're not used to it. Yeah, and we're not used to it though. They're not cold like this. And apparently tonight's gonna be 100 mile an hour winds is what they're claiming. And they're going to be like down to minus 10 from what I understand, okay, from what they've been also broadcasting. So
well, I've got a few bucks and we'll get really fucking drunk.
Okay, so there's one way that'll solve the problem. No.
Come on, you bastard, Flo.
Right. You know what? It's funny that you bring it up like that because that's almost one of the only places that welcomes me, you know, that has a fucking bed and a fucking heater is City Cells.
Right?
You know, because I can't. Yeah, that welcomes me.
They
love seeing me. They love you know, getting the paperwork done.
They don't like hearing what I gotta say.
They hate it. And if you don't like, you know, that's the thing. My mom said, I think it was, you know, if you don't like what's being said, then maybe it's because it's because it's true, and you don't like the truth. People don't like the truth when it's.
Dude, I fucking screwed those pegs. I said, you fucking gotta say honor, integrity, and respect. I said,
those are words that they're
a bunch of Oak Bay rich kids that fucking know they're a gang have fucking blatantly told me, yeah, we know we're a gang, we're the biggest gang in the city. They've said that to me.
Oh yeah.
And fucking and have more than one time tried to assault me than more than anybody on the street.
Yeah.
And fucking they're absolutely. It's fucking disgusting what you call us a police force.
I know.
Now, you know, guys are around for city council trying to change this shit. They call me a criminal, which I am. I'm a fucking criminal. I've got 100 fucking convictions on my fucking record. You know what? It's because I've lived on the streets since I was 14 fucking years old, and I'm a fucking prisoner of the system.
I don't think you're a criminal. I think you have a criminal history, and that you've been caught up in some shit. But I mean, I don't think
survival.
You're.
Survival.
Yeah, yeah. So don't label yourself. They love when you do that kind of shit. You're not a criminal, brother. You're just a man trying to survive with the means necessary that you have available.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? You're not. You're,
Mark, you've been a prisoner of the system.
Oh man.
How many years have you done?
Like more than 20. 20 years. In the pen, just the pen alone. Forget about the provincial. Forget about the dead time. Forget about like any of the waiting for trials. And I've been there, done that.
Well, what's so
15 years? 15 years in the pen alone. 15 in the pen.
So you're a fucking veteran, man. Like you're like respect for that shit, man.
Thank
that's
you,
a
brother.
Fucking long
yeah,
time.
Yeah, that is, man. That's a fucking.
You've seen a lot of shit, bro.
Oh yeah, man. You better believe that. Yeah, you're fucking right.
Federal penitentiary system in Canada. It's yeah. No fucking joke. It's no. Real hard. Right?
No, and I've been to places like J Unit, Collins Bay. You know, fucking. Kent, Edmonton Max. Fucking rights, man. Fucking rights.
A lot of fucking, just, you know what, guys doing their time in there.
Well, it's for the most part, but then you, like, once in a while, you'll come across, like, the
fucking maniacs.
The gangs or whatever is a problem, too, sometimes.
Yeah, they're maniacs sometimes, yeah, too, especially after the fucking boys get a little upset sometimes.
That's right, you know.
So, but beyond that, like, you're obviously, like, so, and you're living on the street right now.
Yeah.
You were just released.
Well, so I got, see, my thing with the system
you
is,
came from Penn.
I came from the Penn.
So
I was in, I was down on Johnson. I was down on Johnson Street or the Salvation Army on Johnson and Wharf.
Yeah, yeah. So the halfway house, they call
the
it.
The halfway house, right?
Which
yeah.
It's just a homeless shelter. It's not a fucking halfway house.
No, it's ridiculous. And they should really watch the definitions and words that they use because.
It's a homeless shelter.
Yeah.
It's not a halfway house.
That's what it is, right? Because they put you on a different floor. Big deal.
Yeah, and they
excuse me.
You're completely homeless and that you're worthless. As
right.
As you get out, you got no.
And what they did to me was like so fucking horrendous, brother. I wish I could fucking 100% prove, you know, or I wish that there was a way I wish there was a way that we could have a little fucking recorder follow us around, like in the future, like, you know, something where we could just go back
just
and
see,
say.
And so you could see what. Like, they want to examine our brains. They want to take our brains to university and
yeah,
die.
Yeah.
Well, how about listening, like, cool. Like watching, like, a body cam?
Yeah.
Like, they
fucking yeah.
See.
Right.
Especially to a fellow, like, after yourself, who's pretty much served a life sentence.
Yeah. Yeah, you fucking right, man. Like, I was in the, I was in,
I
was,
like,
I was at the Salvation Army.
You'd rather be here than in the fucking halfway house. Is that correct?
Well, I mean, okay, well, the halfway house is one thing. Like, but I would rather be able to have, I would have liked, and I still would like, to just be treated fair, and wherever I end up, it's because of how things have gone. Because I'm being treated the way it's like. Okay, if I was treated fair, and if things were the truth, and it was the way that it really was, then I would not have like so minimal options. I would have been housed by now. I would have, and there would have been people.
If there was
this,
fairness in the fucking
okay,
system.
I had 5 months left on parole, brother. Real quick, I'll say this: I had 5 months left on parole for almost 3 months. For about 3.5 months. They watched me double pop my medication, which was morphine.
Yeah.
They watched me double pop it. I'm not sure.
Did they offer you any help?
Oh, no. What they did was they waited until I had 35 days left of my parole, and they sent me back. They suspended me. And the reason they waited for 35 days was because they wouldn't have to write a report to the National Parole Board. They could just get away with sending me back for the last 35 days. And on my last day of sentence, after 15 fucking years, they opened the fucking door. They opened the door in Matsqui and they said, here's a ferry ticket, some shower sandals, and a $50 voucher. Here you go. Good luck. Take care. Bye-bye. You're out of here. Go. And it, like, that's an addiction issue, the double popping of the meds. And
so
it's not even
parole,
handed to me by...
Are you on parole? Like,
no, I'm done. Okay. I'm done. And that was in 2014. So what happened was I came back here. After all of that, I came back here on the street. No place to live. Angry, mad, fucking furious. How fucking dare they do that to me? I thought, how dare you fucking set me? When all I was really doing the truth. Now look, we know when we fuck around and we use them, we're saying, oh, I was being good. I was seeing my probation officer. I was doing my parole program. I was this and I was that. And we know when we're fucking around and not doing it. I'm telling you, I was there, not fucking using street drugs. I was not fucking heavy, and I was not fucking around. I was doing what I was supposed to be doing, and I was really pushing them to help me transition from the halfway house to my own fucking housing.
And
they kept putting me off and saying, just wait. And I didn't realize it until the end. The reason they were saying, just wait, was because they were watching me double pop my meds with the intention, the plan of not giving me nothing but fucking a hard dick and a fucking hard time. At the end of it. That's all they wanted to do was just give me a hard time and send me back. They were just waiting.
Take your meds and fucking send
did they
back
send
enough.
You back for your
well,
warrant expiry?
Well, it's not about sending me back with nothing because they couldn't send me back with nothing.
Did they send you back on your warrant expiry? The parole officer got you?
Well, that's what it was. Like, I had 5 months left till my warrant expiry. So it was the first time on parole. Like that. So I'm in the halfway house on parole.
For 5 months, for fuck's sake.
Yeah. And you
they
think,
fucking nailed
and
back.
You think they wouldn't fucking, you think, man, and they fucking sent me back for double popping my meds.
For how long?
35 days.
Into
Masqui, and then that was my warrant expired. It was on 35th day.
So let's talk about, like, oh my God, man, I'm so sorry.
And then,
but
so
that's
then,
just one example of how fucked
the system is, and how, yeah, and how, you know. I got kicked out of Save-On Foods the other day because the fucking teller, I'm telling you the truth, the teller was like this: you're a fucking idiot. Like, what kind of language is that? Okay, now, I can expect that language from you or me. No disrespect to anybody. You know, whatever. We're not that fucking, you know, the brightest. And we do kind of, we lose our temper and whatever, and our demeanor.
No, in their culture, in the culture of the everyday.
And that's the minimum. That's where it started. That's where it started.
If you talk to one of them like that.
And then what happens is they kick you the fuck out and you can't come back. And that's what happened.
Face,
and I said to the guy, they wouldn't give me the manager to speak to.
They wouldn't
let the manager come talk to me. They wouldn't let the manager come talk to me. This other guy came out afterwards, this guy Bill. And so he said, what's going on or something? And I was outside the store at the time. I said, well, what do you mean what's going on? I said, there's a whole bunch of people, civilians and everything, people that heard the whole conversation. She was telling me, yeah, why don't you go steal somewhere else, you know? Go, and like, and I was not stealing.
Well, no,
fuck all, I wasn't. Okay,
going,
so there were so stealing. Many things. There were so many things that she said. I'm a fucking idiot. Like, my take my homeless ass somewhere else. Like, you know, my, like, I was disgusting and all this. She's saying all of these things. Now, this is after I gave my friend $40 to go start shopping for some food while I locked up my bike. Okay, so this is me prepaying for cash.
Let's
or prepaying for food, right? So then I said to this guy, Bill, I said, what do you think's going on? I said, look at your employee there. And I said, are you the manager? He said, no. I said, okay, well, look at your peer, like, swearing and cussing around. People are walking out of the store. And I said, I know you heard that. I know you heard it because she was 20 feet away from me, yelling it at me. Yeah. And I'm yelling back at her. So all of you people heard this, and you're not going to, so y'all seen it, and y'all heard it, but you're not going to say nothing, eh? Shame. Shame on you.
Why?
Because I went in.
These things are because of stigma of the fuck way we look. And because we have no place to fucking wash up,
right?
They fucking hold us against that. But they don't fucking hold it against the prisoners or people in the Ukraine who are fucking, you know, who are fucking disheveled from their homes.
Right.
Look like shit.
Right.
They don't do it to them.
No.
But they do it to us. Because they're doing and it's the system doing it to us. It's not the fucking Russians. It's the system.
Yeah.
So,
and it's us allowing it. I suppose. Like,
that's why I say join us, us, man.
Yeah.
We're firing back up again. You heard it here first.
Down with that, man.
Fucking rice, bro. All right, so that's my report from Princess Al from now. Things are good down here. The brothers are fucking happy to see me. I'm happy to see the brothers.
Unity.
Unity for sure. And fuck them rumors and fuck the people who start them.
That's right.